Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you also to Director Della Mora and Ambassador Sanchez-Fung for your introduction to this very interesting report and discussion today. I will deliver this statement on behalf of the EU and its member states. And we, first of all, would like to commend the initiative by the GRULAC group to bring this ECLAC report to the attention of UNCTAD board. Building awareness on work carried out by different organizations on overlapping topics is significant for avoiding duplication, but also for creating synergies. ECLAC report confirms the challenges of job creation in the region, and in particular in light of the prevalence of informal work, for building a more diversified, resilient, and high-value economies. These challenges are accentuated by the impending climate change effects. The report also outlines how women are impacted disproportionately by the negative effects of informal work, highlighting the need for targeted gender-responsive policies. The EU and Latin America and the Caribbean have long enjoyed natural partnership built on our historical, cultural, and economic ties. This is exemplified by our biannual summits, with the next one to be organized in Colombia later this year, but also through our vast network of political, trade, and cooperation agreements, with the ones concluded with the Mercosur countries and with Mexico being the most recent ones. Reports such as this one from ECLAC confirm the challenges, but also the vast potential of the countries in the region. Through our bi-regional partnership, operationalized by the Global Gateway Investment Agenda, we have defined more than 130 investment projects for a total value of 45 billion euros. These projects span across various sectors of the economy, ensuring that our partnership delivers on our shared goal of building more diversified and resilient economies. Indeed, already now the EU is the largest investor in the region, bringing in valuable finance and know-how. Over the recent years, we have also stepped up our engagement with the Caribbean, recognizing the unique vulnerabilities of small island developing states, in particular the disproportionate effect of climate change. In this sense, we welcome the UNCTAD strategy for small island developing states and encourage a stronger focus of allocating resources to its implementation. We look forward to further developing our partnership with Latin America and the Caribbean, primarily through the EU CELAC summit process, but also during our engagement in Geneva, not least in the run-up to the UNCTAD 16 conference. Thank you, Mr. President.